Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency Credit Canada and by Home Equity Bank, provider of the CHIP reverse mortgage. Yeah. Financial literacy is important. Yes, of course. We know it's important for young people. Yes, of course. But listen, lots of young people have not engaged in this topic for a whole bunch of different reasons. Brandon Beavis decided he would be a part of the solution on getting younger people to engage. He started making YouTube videos to help Canadians learn the ins and outs on investing. And then he started something called the Investing Academy, which where students in the academy can learn more about the stock market, learn more about investing through various courses online. He joins us now from Richmond, British Columbia. Hi there, Brandon.
Hey, Bruce. Pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me on.
Why did you decide to start the Investing Academy?
I'd say you kind of nailed it there, actually. I mean, I would say it's not only young people that lack the financial literacy in our world. It's kind of sad, but there's people of all different ages and demographics that don't know what to do with their money. They don't know how to invest. They don't know how to set up a brokerage account. And long story short, I joined the industry when I was quite young. So when I turned 20, I was an advisor and I was working at my dad's firm. And when I kind of figured out this knowledge and the fact that it wasn't out there and the fact that it's not taught in schools, I'm like, I have to do something about this. So we first actually started our YouTube channel and the Investing Academy has grown since then. But that's really long story short. It's to get the word out on investing, finances, and everything money.
How would you describe your tone on YouTube? Who, like, if you were to think about the persona of your target viewer, what would they see when they clicked play?
That's a good question. They're going to see a young kid, not necessarily the sharpest out there, not the suit and tie type of thing.
Are you speaking about yourself there?
I'm speaking solely about myself here. My audience is very sharp. Although I can't see them, I know they're looking good behind the laptop or phone. But no, I've always just tried to be very authentic to myself. And I just turned 27, so I'm not... I feel like I'm getting older, but I'm still young in the big scheme of things. And I just like to kind of resonate with those people. It's crazy though, our audience has really evolved. When I started the channel, we focused on millennials. We said, hey, this is a very important demographic. When you're going out into the world, you need to know about this stuff. But it was surprising how many older viewers ended up sticking around for whatever reason. I think it's just the knowledge at the end of the day. But if you looked at the demographic breakdown, we speak to every single age group. And even in our academy, we have students who are 60, 70, 80, surprisingly large amount of them. But no doubt, where I think I resonate most is with the younger audience, because I'm kind of a younger guy too.
Now, you mentioned that you worked for your dad's firm. So you were raised in this world. You could go one of two ways with that. You could have been like, oh my God, this is fantastic. I love this. I'm going to do all this. Great, great, great. Or you could reject all that dad did. What was your relationship to money and to investing growing up? Was this an easy crossover for you to walk over to YouTube, or was like, oh, finally proving my dad right?
That's such a good question, Bruce. And no, our story is a little bit unorthodox. I mean, I'm not one of those people that had a big realization one day and I was in debt and struggled with this. I've always had a good relationship with money, and I can thank my dad to that. I mean, ever since I was young, I was forced to save at a young age. I started investing when I was 10.
Wow.
So obviously I had a lot of help from him, but he had some accounts set up in my name, but I was buying my first stocks. Like, I believe it's Apple and McDonald's, or sorry, not Apple, McDonald's and Coca-Cola were the first two shares I ever bought. And I still own them to this day. And that goes back
what
when
kind
I was
of a parent would allow you to buy McDonald's and Coke, let alone consume either of those devil oriented products.
I was probably begging him. I was begging him on a weekly basis to go get us a Happy Meal. So I think we didn't eat McDonald's all too much, but when we did, it was always a treat. And to be investing in these companies, it really got me from an early age, just understanding that when you are an investor, you are a business owner. You own a fraction of the business.
And invest in what you love. I'm totally
invest
teasing.
In what you
you're,
love.
So you're allowed to have McDonald's every once in a while. It's okay.
Conceptually, I see what you're coming from. But I was very happy to own those two companies as a young kid. But yeah, to answer your question, for me, it was not, it was a pretty clear path. You know, I was able to be raised in a way where I've never had to stress about money. I've never had to worry about this thing. And just to kind of tell my story and to get people on that path early enough, that was really where the opportunity lied on YouTube. And I figured I might as well go give it a shot.
What are some of the courses that that people can partake in the Investing Academy?
We have a ton of courses, and that's actually what's super exciting about where we're going now. It's no longer just stock market education. So we used to be primarily focused on the stock market, and there's 100+ hours of courses for beginners, like a first-time investor. You have more advanced courses for getting into the research and the economy. There's actually, as we speak, and there will be more going forward, but there's 6 instructors on the academy right now. So I'm just one of them, right? One of the many people you can learn from. But we're actually bringing on content in, you know, retirement planning from a CFP. We have content on like mortgages, on real estate, the Smith maneuver. We're really trying to expand our horizons to really hit all different areas of finances, because there is a lot to learn outside of just the stock market. But as of right now, there's a ton of content on there.
Now, there is a ton of content for free out there in the world. The Investing Academy has a fee. I'm looking at this, become a student at the Academy for only $19.99. Give us the framework here. Now, I will say, just so you know what my bias is, I believe people get value for what they pay for. So it's not like I'm chiding you for making a business out of this. What kind of a financial investment is it for people?
I got you. No, I really appreciate that thought. And yeah, I don't take it in a bad way at all. You're absolutely right. There's so much free content out there. And for a lot of people, going the free route, going on Reddit, going on YouTube, that is all they'll ever need. But I am also a huge advocate of training courses. Some of the best investments I've ever made in my life are paying for coaching programs and courses. And really where I think it comes down to is to have information condensed and presented like right in front of you in the way that you need it. That is a huge value add. And again, for a younger person that has all the time in the world, go and search the internet, go learn on yourself, go test, go try. But a huge percentage of our students are people that are busy with their families, they're busy with work, and they may not have that luxury to say, well, I just want to experiment for 2 years and just learn on my own. Give me what I need to know, give it to me right, give it to me straight. And yeah, we've settled on a price that we feel is extremely, extremely affordable for $20 a month to be learning from, again, I don't just speak for myself, but other professionals, people that are in the industry who have it's tough to put a value on the courses, but we have sold these courses in the past for over $10,000. If you combine everything on there now, it's pretty ridiculous in my opinion, but yeah, it's a price that for some people makes sense, for some people they don't, right. But at the end of the day, I totally see where you're coming from.
You also have this high net worth one-on-one coaching program. And if you could see my face, I would have one eyebrow raised, because on the one hand, I was like, oh, okay, it's a coaching program. I know lots of people who do coaching and all sorts of different personal, you know, trainers and life coaches and all that, career coaches and all that. I look at this and I think, is this just lead generation for people to come in and bring their assets? And then they just become traditional financial planning clients.
Amazing question. Well, the answer to that is no, because we are not licensed anymore. Myself and my father, Mark, who had been in the industry for 2.5 decades, we of course were licensed. We had to be when we were working and we were building up our book here at his independent firm. And in order to do YouTube, we actually had to surrender our licenses. I know that's kind of weird, but with compliance and with the brokers kind of watching over our backs, they don't want us saying anything that doesn't align with them. Not that we would, but it's just the industry standard. So we are not licensed anymore. We don't manage people's money. We can't take on a client in the sense that we're going to, you know, build their portfolio for them. We are strictly on the education side. So even our coaching program or high net worth coaching consulting service, we don't ever see the students' money. We don't ever touch it. We are giving them more or less education for them.
Are they DIYers? Like, would they be?
Absolutely. DIYers? So that's exactly right. They're the ones that would be best managing their money on their own. In many cases though, Bruce, it's not an all or nothing. It doesn't mean that you have to be entirely DIY. You may still work with a financial advisor or an investment advisor and manage a portion of your net worth on your own in a Questrade or Wealthsimple.
Interesting stuff. Brandon, thank you for joining us today. I really appreciate it.
Hey, it was a blast. And thank you for having me on.
Awesome. Brandon Beavis is the founder of the Investing Academy. And they have a whole bunch of online programs and all that one-on-one coaching, as we mentioned. He was joining us from Richmond, British Columbia.